It's weird to think that everyone on this street, everyone in this city, soon they're going to want to know who is Ezra Klinefelter. What kind of man puts his country's secrets out there for anybody to read?
Buddy, we're here.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
Sorry, sir. Car's being declined.
Oh my God. Frozen the accounts. You know.
Got another card? Cash? Hey! Hey, get over here! Hey! Hey, over here! Over here! Go that way!
Devin? Devin, give that ball back. That's not your ball. Okay.
That's good running.
I don't know why you volunteer to come here. It's like Lord of the Flies.
Let me just make sure everything is cool.
Right? Mad bomber on the loose?
No, there's no crime. Sherlock quizzes me sometimes as part of the work.
Quizzes you about what? Dollhouse.
Cute.
Yeah. Sherlock goes it.
Is that doll supposed to be dead?
It's a way to practice flash analysis of crime scenes. Suicide by prescription meds? Huh, who knew? So, are you getting any real world time?
This is pretty much it.
You know, as cool as it is, you spend your time chasing thieves and murderers. You live with your business partner. Might be a good idea to carve out some time for, you know, regular stuff. Keep your options open. Wow, that's a whole family of dead dolls.
Yeah. Ghastly.
No foul play.
Keep my options open. What is that? What is that, about dating?
Okay, no, put that down. I know it's not your birthday for a while, but happy birthday.
What is this?
True Romantic.
What?
It's a horrible name. It's a great site from what I hear. That's your 6-month membership. I even signed up
for a profile for you.
Use it. Don't use it. Up to you. But, you know, use it.
I meet people, you know. My life is not that weird. Oh, my God.
Staged suicide, obviously. No one sticks their head in the oven anymore.
Shut up, please.
If you're gonna interrupt my coffee time, you should at least make the questions more challenging.
You must tell me how he became so skilled. Do you train with him?
Train? I didn't even realize we had a backgammon board.
One can't bend the dice to one's will.
Ah, good. Watson. So you've met Mr. Mueller of Brussels?
Sort of.
Mr. Mueller arrived shortly after you left, but has refused to state his business until all parties were present. So, state your business.
You know that aware that 4 days ago, a civil contractor by the name of Ezra Klinefelter leaked a dossier of national secrets to the media. It is believed that he's sitting on more such information.
Yes, I vaguely recall the incessant media coverage.
I represent a consortium of like-minded citizens, and we're concerned about Mr. Klinefelter's safety. We think that certain of the parties that are pursuing him have something other than a fair trial in mind.
You're worried someone's going to kill him?
Your work comes highly recommended by the Dameri Corporation. We would like you to join in the pursuit, Mr. Klinefelter. If and when you find him, we would like you to deliver him to us. And we will in turn bring him to an embassy that has promised to provide safe haven until trial. Now, I understand that Mr. Kleinfelder's actions are controversial. So if you like a small window of time to research the group that I represent.
No, it won't be necessary. We'll take the case. If you'll excuse us, Mr. Mueller, my associate, she gets rather grumpy if she doesn't take her mid-morning nap. We will be in touch when we have secured Mr. Klinefelter.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Yes? Really? Sounds like aiding and abetting a fugitive.
Excellent. I took that while you distracted him. Good enough likeness, don't you think?
What are you going to do with that picture?
I once helped a Lebanese agoraphobe retain copyright on a piece of facial recognition software. I'm not saying the young lady owes me billions of pounds, but I do think she can analyse my portrait for me. I took the case because I want to put Mr. Mueller, or whatever his name is, at ease. We are going to follow him and divine his nefarious plans, so we don't want his hackles up.
Mueller's not his real name.
No Belgian is that bad at backgammon.
Of course Mueller has nefarious plans for Kleinfeld.
Why else the ruse?
Not arguing that he's a good guy. Can you just stop saying nefarious? Like 15 times in the last 10 minutes.
My agoraphobe responds. Yep. There are no recent photos of anyone matching our man on public record. But the orbital ridge doesn't lie. I give you Elliot Honeycutt, as he looked when he entered Officer Candidate School in 1975.
He entered the Q course for Special Forces training right after he graduated, was discharged in 88, and he went to work as a systems analyst for Everwood Communications.
Since exposed by the Sentinel as a CIA front.
Currently VP of Corporate Counterintelligence at
Reading Enterprises, same contractor that until recently employed Ezra Kleinfelder.
How did you know that? Reading.
That man is not looking to bring Ezra Kleinfelder to justice. He's looking to eliminate him.
Kleinfelterianism, catchy name. Turns out that most of Ezra's thoughts on a broken world have to do with how he can't get a date with his neighbor. That and a bunch of Ayn Rand quotes.
Philosopher in chief to the intellectually bankrupt.
Hey, we never talked about what we're going to do with him.
We are going to gather data on him, and then we're going to use that data to extrapolate his current whereabouts.
No, I'm talking about after that. I mean, Ezra exposed some pretty terrible stuff. Some people think he's a hero.
And yet some would like to see him hung from the nearest yardarm. You're asking where I stand? But I'm fairly certain that he doesn't deserve to be stalked and possibly executed by his former employers. It's funny. Most leakers, they tend to release their information to multiple sources at the same time. It's the best way to ensure that it is disseminated. But Kleinfeld had dealt exclusively with one journalist, Celia Carroll of the Dispatch. Wonder why.
Oh. Well, she looks like that could have something to do with it.
I've already talked to everybody in the city who carries a badge. Who are you guys again?
Sherlock Holmes, Joan Watson. We are consultants for the NYPD, although our interest in this matter is private.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I told everyone else, but I'm doing it on camera soon, so this has to be quick. I haven't heard from Ezra. I've no idea where he is.
Before your story came out, did he tell you what his plans were?
Well, sure, he'd planned to leave the country before I published, but that got scotched when Redding figured out he'd been downloading classified material. Everything got pushed up. Ezra had to go into hiding.
Do you think he has a romantic interest in you? Judging by his writings, you're exactly his type. You'll be spectacled, you're lean, and yet possessed of an alluring curve of flank.
Possessed? Look, you know what? Never mind. The couple of times we met face to face, it never came up.
So you no longer consider him your source. You've got no reason to believe he's going to get in touch with you.
I already told you, I don't know where he is. I'm not looking to help anybody find Ezra, but even if I were, I'd be the last person he'd get in touch with.
You'd think someone that ambitious would be a better liar.
Hmm.
You made sure to ask her where Ezra is the second time. She leaned back, crossed her arms. When someone who's not used to lying is forced to repeat it, they resort to defensive posture.
Miss Carroll has been in touch with Ezra Kleinfelder, but she's done it in a way which has eluded the attention of those observing her. We're going to have to analyze her movements, determine how they're communicating.
We're about to sit around for a very long time, aren't we?
Miss Carroll, it seems, will give an interview to anyone with a camera. This is her fifth one today. No sign of fatigue.
Do you think we're cut off from the world? You know, neither of us dates, neither of us really goes out much. At all, actually.
We're not cut off from the world. We're engaged in creating one that's actually worth living in. One that addresses our needs entirely and eliminates everything extraneous.
Well, my friend signed me up for this dating website, and I think I'm gonna put my profile up. You know, so be nice if I bring anyone around, okay?
Won't be an issue. Oh, our journalist tears herself away from her adoring public.
Why won't it be an issue?
Because you won't actually bring anyone around. I've lived most of my life with the firm conviction that romantic love is a delusion. It's a futile hedge against the existential terror that is our own singularity. Then I met someone who calls herself Irene Adler, and that forced me to re-examine those convictions. She, of course, turned out to be a criminal.
Never really discussed how that made you feel.
I feel liberated. I am, now and forever, post-love. And, as such, I'm free to pursue a life of meaning. Oh, how very droll.
So the security guard is her conduit to Ezra.
We need to learn how he's connected. Look through his phone, should do the trick.
Yeah, I think he's just gonna give us his phone.
No, of course not. I'm gonna pickpocket it.
Of course, because you know how to pickpocket.
It's fascinating art. It's all to do with establishing trust and eye contact.
Well, I'll just have to take your word for it.
Good. And you'll need this back.
You just stole that phone. Why are you nuking it?
Because it couldn't be more dangerous if it was fashioned from liquid Ebola. Hector, the security guard, it seems, is a man of hidden enthusiasms. In his spare time, he frequents a website called Jamaica Key. It's a gathering place for identity thieves, intellectual property pirates, other cyber highwaymen. Judging by his posts and his private messages, Hector is affiliated with a collective that calls itself Everyone.
Oh, yeah. The hackers from the news.
Well, they prefer to describe themselves as cyber activists, but yes. It seems that Hector and his associates have taken up the banner of Mr. Kleinfelter. They're committed to getting him to safety. Hector has received a number of communiques from someone who calls himself Defenestrator. They're speaking in code, but I'm quite certain that Defenestrator is harboring Ezra Kleinfelter.
So, what are we supposed to do? Just look up Defenestrator in the phone book and we're good to go?
Well, you are closer to a productive thought than you realize. Jamaica Key is anonymous. You can't simply trace the username Defenestrator to an actual person. You need to wait for them to reveal themselves.
In other words, you plan on arguing on the internet all night?
Yes.
I think I'm just going to take this upstairs.
I put Clyde in your bed in an effort to be a more considerate flatmate. I've decided not to wake you at dawn unless absolutely necessary.
So you used your pet turtle as an alarm clock?
And circumstances have dictated that I violate the spirit of my resolution. It's been an eventful night. Defenestrator has proved to be a canny piece of quarry. During the course of the debates, she revealed that she lives within a three-block radius of the building that used to house Ruben's Delicatessen.
She?
That was around 2 a.m. I spent the rest of the night coaxing an employee of Saturnware Computers into trying to reveal who, within that radius, recently purchased high-end equipment suitable enough for hacking. My search yielded one name, Vanessa Hiskey. That's who's hiding Ezra Kleinfelter.
Vanessa! Vanessa Hiskey?
before you throw the last tumbler, you might want to pause to consider the beauty of this moment. We're about to succeed where the combined wits of a dozen or so federal agencies have failed. Remind me again what close to trivial things our lives are.
Ezra Kleinfelter?
Sherlock.
There are skin fragments beneath her fingernails. I'm confident those will yield the attacker's DNA.
So, argument gone bad. And according to you, Ezra Kleinfelter has been hiding out here?
We haven't found any concrete evidence that she had a guest, but yes.
Which, considering this place wasn't broken into, would have to make him a suspect. I mean, I don't get it. The whole world's looking for this guy. She's willing to put him up and he kills her?
He didn't set out to kill her. No, something went wrong between them. Most likely, spurned romantic overture. Yes, Kleinfelter grew insistent. Miss Hiskey resisted. But we needn't have a Socratic dialogue, Captain, because we have DNA.
Well, actually, we don't. Kleinfelter doesn't have any priors. I just double-checked with VICAP. He was fingerprinted for a security clearance, but he doesn't have a DNA sample on file.
So the messages that she passed on to that reporter, Vanessa Hiskey, did she never refer to Kleinfelter by name?
Excuse me, did you find that book in this box?
Yeah, he was in the closet. Why?
Ezra Kleinfelter's favorite author.
And half the college kids in the country have that book.
Yes, but Vanessa's bookshelf is in her bedroom. Why would she leave this one book out in this box along with a map of New York, a travel guide to Venezuela, a compass, and an unopened box of crackers? Ezra didn't hook up with everyone until a couple of days after he was on the run, so he had to be hiding somewhere during that time. I think he brought this box with him when he came here.
Let's get the word out that Kleinfelter is a person of interest in a homicide.
Please. I need a moment free from the internet. I'm trying to drag myself away, but the people I'm in conflict with are too infuriating to ignore.
You're still fighting with people.
I've been monitoring Jamaica Key. It's frequented by members of everyone, so there's at least a chance one of them knows where Ezra is hiding. But I have, of course, been drawn into a debate as to whether Mr. Kleinfelter, a murder suspect, is the victim of a government frame-up. Are governments capable of evil? Yes, of course they are. All institutions are, but they're more capable of incompetence. That's good. I should post that. What are you doing?
I'm looking at profiles of guys who winked at me on True Romantic.
I weep for the whole desperate lot of you.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your web ad.
I think you have the wrong number.
You don't have a model train set?
What? No. Well, I happen to think that Jeff Hines of Washington Heights is cute. I'm going to wink back. How's that for post-love? Hello?
Hey, I can be there in 20 minutes. Are the trains set up?
Excuse me? What is this thing about the trains?
Oh, you said we can take our clothes off and play with the trains together?
What? What is happening with my computer?
Hey, got your pies.
We didn't order pizza.
Yeah, you did. I got like 20 more larges of pineapple in my trunk.
I'm afraid you've been duped. This is for your trouble. Please see those pizzas find a good home. Thank you.
What is happening?
They most likely traced the phone here before the microwave destroyed it.
Who traced the phone here?
Hector, the security guard, realized his phone had been stolen and then tracked it to this address before I realized he was a member and destroyed it. He and his compatriots have reasoned that the enemies of Ezra Kleinfelter reside here, and now they plan to subject us to a life ruin.
Have you changed your online banking password recently?
In the last couple of weeks. Why? They could just get into our computers like that?
Quite amongst other places, but you should be all right on that front. Your emails, social media sites, those passwords are not derived from the names of family members, are they?
Why?
I don't think there's any need to panic. Heartfelt apology still works miracles, I found.
What am I apologizing for? Where are you going?
I'm going to get any work done here.
Thanks. Hey, did you guys know your phones are disconnected?
Yes. Any word on the box that we found in Vanessa Hiskey's apartment?
We pulled some partial prints, but nothing matches Kleinfelder.
I need to examine the contents of that box.
I told you, it was a bust.
Forensically, yes, but Ezra Kleinfelder was on the front page of everybody's newspaper. He doesn't exactly have the run of the city. He had to go somewhere after he murdered Vanessa Hiskey. He couldn't reach out to everyone straight away. Not after murdering one of their own. We also know that he wasn't under their protection until 2 days after he became a fugitive.
You think he went back to the first place he was hiding?
Okay. So, looks like he's somewhere in New York, or Venezuela. He doesn't have anything as good as cheese, huh?
The paper's brittle. It's ready to crack. He went stale.
Long time ago. So, why would Kleinfelder carry around a bunch of old crackers?
OCD.
The Office of Civil Defense. It's a Cold War era bureaucracy. Amongst other things, they maintained emergency bunkers for officials to use in case of nuclear holocaust. They were stocked with supplies, food.
Ezra's hiding in one of those bunkers. He took that box with him when he went to Vanessa's.
So, how many of these bunkers were there?
I don't know. Dozens, maybe hundreds. Difficult to say. The Office of Civil Defense closed down years ago.
He's the desk line?
No. He hardly ever answers the phone anyway. I'm going to have to pay him a visit.
You're telling me that one guy lives in this building?
Van Turk inherited the estate from his parents. The man has spent his entire adult life writing a biography of Robert Moses, the builder. Who shaped much of this city. Banker just turned 75, and he has yet to finish the manuscript.
He's been writing the same thing his whole life.
His research has made him the world's foremost expert in the geography of New York City. We've had a delightful correspondence about the Delaware Aqueduct. I have, however, learned not to ask him about the progress of his book. I recommend you do the same.
The Office of Civil Defense maintained... Let's see... 41 emergency bunkers in New York City during the Cold War, but they were all decommissioned by the time Clinton took office. I don't know how your man got hold of a box with the OCD stencil, but those bunkers just aren't there anymore.
Can I look at those? Thanks. Look, two lists, commissions, decommissions. The list of commissions is 41 entries long. The list of decommissions, 40. There is one bunker situated in a caisson in the Brooklyn Bridge, which was built but never decommissioned. They must have just simply lost track of it.
Ezra had access to government records for his job. Maybe he noticed the same thing that you did.
Thank you, Milton.
Wait. Can you... help me.
How did I end up agreeing to reading a 5,000-page manuscript?
Well, you won't be wasting as much time on the internet now, will you? So you're going to need something to fill up the hours you spend selling yourself to strangers. Excuse me, might I borrow your phone? It's police business. I'm just...
As soon as we pick up Kleinfelder, we're going to figure out how to get these people off our back, okay?
Excuse me. My name is Sherlock Holmes. I have to get a message to Captain Gregson in major cases. Kleinfelder, hiding, Brooklyn Bridge, East Caisson, on the way. Right? It's of paramount importance.
Okay.
So you might consider this something of a lesson. If you keep a discreet digital footprint, as I do, you're less vulnerable to the harassment which is everyone's stock in trade.
Secret Service. Hands in the air.
What's this about?
You seriously think we can't trace a blog back to an IP address? 44mustdie.com. Sound familiar? It should, because you posted it yesterday. And it's got the details of four different plans to assassinate the president of this country. That's a Class D felony.
Wait, he didn't put that up. We're being harassed.
Once again, I have no designs on the life of your president. I have no designs on the life of any president. Although I suppose if I lived in the age of Millard Fillmore, I might consider drastic action.
We're talking about the leader of the free world. This isn't a joke.
Isn't it? Because while we sit here and engage in beef-witted debate, my pursuit of an actual enemy of your state lies dormant. I've told you, call Captain Thomas Gregson of the NYPD.
We'll get to that.
You're in pursuit of the author of a series of hate pamphlets who calls himself Screwdriver. Are you not? I saw your bulletin board while you have you waiting at the desk. You want to know if he's a credible threat. If you make the call, I will tell you his identity.
You couldn't know that.
Couldn't I? I know that you, Agent Polk, are in the later stages of a divorce and have recently started shaving your chest in anticipation of dating again. And if you won't find alternative sources of protein, then you really need to resume eating meat. Veganism is not a choice to be made flippantly.
I just spent 3 hours answering questions on whether or not I plan to assassinate the president.
I just heard Captain Gregson. By the time the police got to the bunker, it was empty. This was all they found.
Everyone is helping Kleinfelter again.
Gregson believes they were monitoring the police band. Told them when the officers were on the way.
How did you get your phone to start working again?
Oh, it's not mine. I liberated it from Agent Polk.
You're Joan. I'm Joan Watson.
Yes, and you are...
Oh, Jeff Hines. The guy from True Romantics.
Okay.
It's just that, you know, we exchanged some nice messages. And then I got some really weird stuff from you.
Oh, no.
And they all had your home address, which I thought was a little weird. It's on your profile now, too, along with some... interesting thoughts on same-sex marriage.
Oh, my God. You know what? I know those things are probably on my profile, but I did not write any of those things.
I mean, I kind of figured that. I'm no computer expert, but it seems like somebody's messing with you pretty badly. So, I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
Oh.
Oh, I hope that's not too strange.
No, it's nice.
Right, pack this!
That is my roommate. He's kind of a long story. You know what? I would love to explain all of this to you. Could I just have a couple of days to sort some things out and get things under control?
Yeah.
But you know, big picture, I am fine. Seriously. Thank you so much for checking in on me.
Yeah, of course. I hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
All right, good night.
Everyone may have had our power turned off, but they can't hack our generator. The generator powers the laptop, which is connected to the neighbor's wireless. I've opened a chat on the Jamaica Keys so I can appeal directly to everyone. I've written them a heartfelt plea for them to end their campaign against us.
Oh, because they're known for compassion.
Well, I'm expecting nothing but mockery, but if I can engage them at all, it might prove fruitful. At least some of them are working with Kleinfelter. Perhaps I can goad them into revealing something of their plans.
I asked you about Irene yesterday.
Her name is Moriarty.
Sure, Moriarty. What she put you through was cruel. And I don't think you've really dealt with it yet.
I submitted to one recovery at your behest. There won't be a second.
Shoe on head.
They want me to upload a photograph of myself with a shoe on my head. It is a ritual humiliation for the tribe.
Oh.
Oh. Very well.
No.
I remind you, we are investigating a murder.
No! they all just left.
Everyone is a collective. They don't take orders. Why would they just fall silent just because Jormungandr says to?
It's 9 o'clock. You didn't wake me.
I didn't need to. We're quite free until 4:22 this afternoon. I thought a leisurely breakfast might be nice.
And what is happening at 4:22?
Well, after you went to bed last night, I spent some time reviewing Ezra Kleinfelter's options. He could try to survive as a fugitive here in the States. That's a difficult life. It's highly risky. He could present himself to a sympathetic embassy. His best option, by far, is the third. Make his way to foreign soil, gain asylum, live out his days.
Wait, first of all, there's only a handful of places that will take him right now. And everyone in the country is looking for him.
Public travel's out of the question. I agree. Yeah. But private air travel is far less regulated. Security measures are minimal.
What, so he needs his own private plane?
No, he needs an ally with a plane and a few days to make the necessary arrangements. Jormungandr. The name of the member of everyone who got his compatriots to toe the line. The name, of course, refers to the third child of Loki and Agrabodur in Norse mythology.
Oh, of course, because everyone knows that.
He was a serpent who grew so large he could encircle the earth and swallow his own tail. It's quite a striking image, and it led me to the man behind the alias. 15 years ago, an Irishman named Dara O'Connor sold a nifty bit of software that he'd written himself. It was his first and only foray into the business world, but it netted him nearly $1 billion. Since then, he spent his time primarily as an advocate for freedom of information.
That's everyone's pet cause.
The name of the program he wrote, Ouroboros.
A snake eating his own tail. So Dara O'Connor is Jormungandr.
Well, according to the FAA, his private plane is scheduled to touch down here in New York later this afternoon and take off for Venezuela shortly thereafter. I wager he'll be taking on a passenger.
.422 on the nose.
Driver. Kleinfeld is the driver.
We want the driver. Move in. Ezra Kleinfelter, you're under arrest. You're facing federal charges. And you're a person of suspicion in the murder of Vanessa Hiskey.
People are persistent, I'll give you that, but I'm still getting on this plane and I'm flying to Caracas.
I can tell you two things wrong with that sentence.
Arrest me and 14 innocent men and women will lose their lives. One of you, reach in my bag there. There's an envelope.
It's a dossier. Standing a man named Farouk Hassad.
Yeah? What about him?
He's an intelligence asset of ours in Morocco. Call that number on the post-it. See how fast the section chief asks how you knew that. That's just one to prove that I'm not bluffing. There are 13 more, and if you arrest me, their names go public. Now, some of them might get to protection in time, but most of them, well, there's a reason why they call it deep cover.
We gotta let him go. Let him go.
It doesn't matter where you go. We know you killed Vanessa Hiskey. We'll prove it. Evidence that ties Ezra to the murder. Do you think that Venezuela would still grant him asylum?
Why?
Well, I stole his watch.
You... That's why you grabbed him. We didn't cover sleight of hand yet.
Well, I dug into it on my own. You're right. I mean, all it is eye contact and controlling the point of focus. I'll power it up, but what else am I going to do but read?
Well, if we can scrape together enough skin cells to get a viable epithelial DNA sample, and we get creative about how we came into possession of the watch, then we can prove he killed Vanessa Hiskey.
Okay, but even if we do get Kleinfelter back, isn't he just going to release those names?
Well, undoubtedly, but we just have to try and make sure that all 14 of those people are safe before he does.
But we don't know who they are.
Not yet. But it's a 9-hour flight to Caracas. I need a back cabin board. Time to give our client a status update. Good evening, Elliot Honeycutt.
Holmes, how did you get in here?
Have a seat. You can sharpen your backgammon skills while we talk. Things are going rather poorly, I'm afraid. Ezra Kleinfelter, as we speak, is on his way to Venezuela. It seems he will escape justice. And whatever fate you have in mind for him. We can tie him to the murder of Vanessa Hiskey, but if we do, he will release the contents of several stolen files. They contain the names of 14 clandestine operatives. That's not really surprising to you, though, is it? Did you tell your employers that he has the names of more than a dozen key assets? No.
The board decided to pursue a strategy of containment.
Didn't work, though, did it? But now, you have a choice. Release those names to the government, and they can get those people to safety before Kleinfelter posts their identities.
That's suicide for the company. The board will never agree.
I'm not talking about the board. Can you access the stolen files?
I can access anything in this company.
You're a former operative yourself. Does it sit well with you? Your board playing fast and loose with the lives of people in service? I have no intention of letting Ezra Kleinfelter get away with murder. You've done your research on me. You know I get my man.
Even if it means letting those operatives die?
I don't believe it will mean that. Because when I leave here, you're going to release those names to the government, regardless of what it means to this company.
Why would I do that?
Because you know what it means to serve. You won't leave those men and women to their fates.
He's bluffing.
Well, I've told you what needs to happen. Those souls won't be on my conscience. Your turn, Mr. Honeycutt.
This was the scene at Miami International Airport as federal agents took Ezra Kleinfelter into custody early this morning. Federal sources say that Kleinfelter confessed to the murder of Vanessa Hiskey in exchange for a guarantee that he won't face capital punishment for espionage. The former system...
Power's on. So you got confirmation that the agents are all okay?
After Honeycutt turned over the names, they were in safe houses within the hour, apparently. Kleinfelter's confession has dampened everyone's enthusiasm for him. They've moved on to other pursuits. I might have sent them a photograph of myself with a shoe on my head to hasten the reconciliation.
Oh, my phone's back on.
We are free to resume our lives. You might want to check all your voicemails, the landline as well. Potential clients may have reached out.
No more detective work for me today. I need to figure out how many people everyone managed to offend when they hacked into my accounts.
Have you considered letting the matter lie?
Might be a chance to pare back on unnecessary social entanglements.
And I'm going out tonight. I need a little real world time.
For a long while now, I've suspected that connection with another person, real connection, simply isn't possible. I'm curious if you disagree. Although I suspect you feel as I do in this, as you do in so many other things.
Oh, hey.
I'm assuming the evening went well, or you wouldn't have ended it with a goodnight kiss.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I don't know if there were any sparks. It was fun. I think it's sad that you've given up. I think you have a lot to share if you care to. I shouldn't be the only one who knows you.
So tell me, is it possible to truly know another person? Is it even a worthwhile pursuit? Yours is the only opinion I'll trust, the only point of view that holds even the faintest interest.
I find my diversions, as I always do. But the days are long in this great place. I dearly hope you'll write soon. Ever yours, Jamie Moriarty.